Let It Roll. That sounds good, doesn't it? Now, that ought to get your toe tapping right there. Boy, that sounds good. Nice pick, Gary. Speaking of picking.
Yeah, pick what you want to do this weekend.
I mean to tell you. Pick some corn.
Well, corn too, yeah. I was looking at all the events at RosieOnTheHouse.com. Prescott Frontier Days is kicking off. That'll be a great, great event. I know a couple people going up there already. And that's one that, you know, because Papa Rosie's birthday was always on the 4th of July, we were always doing something with Grandpa. But that may be on my to-do list this time.
Well, you missed the Prescott 4th of July rodeo to a 10.
To a 10. Oh, yeah.
That would be 1976. I had just gotten a new Jeep CJ5, and I spent the 200th birthday celebration of this country out on the airport grounds of Prescott Airport, Embry-Riddle Airport, because that's where they had the fireworks show, and they had a spectacular party.
You're running to Steve McQueen?
We did. They were filming Junior Bonner. Yeah. Well, we didn't run into him. We ran into the crew. That was a 4th of July celebration to remember right there. Prescott, 1976.
And the following weekend in Prescott on the 14th is the 21st Annual Indian Art Market at the Town Square. Then the following week, you've got the Payson Book Festival. But kicking off the Sweet Corn Trail.
Starts at Appalachian's, I think, next July 7th. Appalachian's starts it down south. Camp Verde's the following weekend, I believe. John Jay, how many of the Sweet Corn Trail stops have you made?
Well, actually, I don't know what you're considering the Sweet Corn Trail, but we got some pretty good sweet corn for another week or so right here in the valley.
Yes.
And Mesa at Mark Freeman's Corn Patch and Tomachoff's over on the west side, and you know our friends at Rousseau out on the reservation grow lots of great sweet corn. There's a corn fest, Sedona Verde Valley on the 19th. There's a Fort Verde Corn Festival on the 21st. Camp Verde on the 20th. So the 19th, 20th, and 21st, busy time in the Verde Valley area if you want a lot of corn.
And I think the trail kind of crawls up. The General Crook Trail lands up around Williams, and there's
sometime around Snowflake.
Festival, Snowflake, Taylor.
Snowflake and Taylor is probably about Labor Day.
Yeah. So from now till the end, and I cannot remember the website, but I think Julie Murphy had it last year, where you could go find, all right, where's the sweet corn, pick and grow stop of the weekend.
Yeah, for the next 12 weeks, you could eat corn till it comes out your ears.
Or lots of ears of corn, any way you want to pick it. The guys here in town, probably this weekend through about the 4th of July, and they're about done.
And it was the ones in Mesa, because she picked them up on her way in.
Yes, yeah.
And we just ate it raw in the studio.
Oh, yeah. Just raw.
Don't even have to cook it. No, it's good stuff. That's the test of really good corn.
Well, that is one adventure maybe you haven't put on your bucket list as you're wanting to get to know Arizona. But the Sweet Corn Trail, this takes you through the summer, starts you down south, runs you through Phoenix, up through Camp Verde, up on top of the rim, the General Crook Trail, up to Taylor Snowflake. It's a great way to stop and spend and see maybe rural corners of the state you haven't seen before.
So you can find things and events to do at RosieOnTheHouse.com in the event calendar. If you have an event and you'd like it posted there, just email it to us and we'll get it up, as long as it's something to do with Arizona.
Miss Jennifer, what have you got in staycation news?
Well, I just wanted to mention, if you were interested in the Vail conversation we had earlier, July 28th, they're having an event at Empire Ranch. So that would be a fun way to check out the history. National Day of the Cowboy. At staycation, our last winter went to Lazy Trout. This winter we'll be going to Williams. We've had them all over the state this year. Flagstaff at Little America, South Rim of the Grand Canyon, Yavapai Lodge. What else have we had?
You can enter now for
Heber.
Heber, yep, for August.
The winner will be drawn July 15th for a weekend in August for Heber. And don't forget about August 12th. I want August 12th on the calendar. I think I invited myself, and I think JJ mentioned it was a red carpet, which means maybe, Rosie, there are invitations already been sent out. Maybe all the seats are already taken.
But I'll find out.
I would love to be at the presentation of Voices of Vail at the Fox Theater in downtown Tucson August 12th.
Noted.
John J. Harper's in the house. We'll be talking about anything you'd like to talk about in, about, and around your house. Hardscaping, landscaping, planting, trimming, edging, mowing, fertilizing, watering, lighting, enjoying, eating. John J. will be here. Outdoor Hour, next hour coming up.